这是我们中午吃了很好的爱餐。
Thanks grace of God, we had a very nice lunch.
又喝茶，又喝了咖啡。
And I also had some tea and also coffee.
所以看到我们各位啊，都是很红润的这个面孔。
And I could have seen that the satisfaction on your face.
所以看起来蛮有精神的。
And I could find the spirit in you.
可能下午的聚会。在这个地方找不到有人在打瞌睡。
Perhaps it's difficult to find anyone over here dozing off later.
因为听道理是一个福气。
Because it's indeed a blessing to have sat here and listened to a sermon.
讲道理是一个恩典。
And also to have spoken a sermon is also a blessing.
我们首先看以赛亚书三十四章。
Please turn to Book of Isaiah chapter 34.
以赛亚诗三十四章
Book of Isaiah chapter 34
三十四章第十六节
Chapter 34 verse 16
我希望我们这一节大家来出个声音把它念出来
I wish that everyone could read this verse aloud
因为圣经里面的话语把它读后才是我们的
Because only when you read the Bible verse, that verse, very verse will belong to you.
又是看过之后，念过之后，这影响比较深。
After you read it and you see it, then you can remember it by heart.
好，十六节我们背起。
Let's go on with verse 16.
十六节背起。要查考宣读耶和华的诗，这都是以我去赏。无疑没有犯我，因为我的口已经吩咐他的灵将他们聚集。阿门。这句话是中午我们吃饱饭之后在聊天的时候有姐妹在问我。
This verse happened to be the conversation piece after lunch today.
我们所讲的道理从哪里出来
？And Where did this topic for sermons come from?
就在这一本的圣经里面出来的。
It is from the very Bible that we're reading.
因为圣经里面也有谈到这个天文地理。
Because the Bible talks about geography, talks about and astrology.
那么也谈到人生从哪里来，以后要往哪里去。
It also depicts about where human comes from and where will it go.
那这个圣经里面也可以看到这个科学、医学。
From the Bible, we also find science and medicine.
也是这个夫妻的生活。
And it's also talking about the lives of husband and wife.
如何才能够得到天伦之乐
？And how can one have the joy as a family?
又教导人这个善恶之名。
And also telling people how to discern good from bad.
所以我们不要看一个薄薄的这一本圣经。
So do not look down on such a little book that we're holding.
这个包括了很多很多。
This is inclusive of many profound teachings in it.
那我们刚才读的这个经节。
And the verse that we have just read.
它是我们要常常来宣读，来读这个圣经。
And it tells us here we have to read often.
在圣经里面没有一项是缺少的。
In a scroll itself, there's nothing that is insufficient.
那圣经里面就是样样就有。
And there are many things that is included in the Bible.
没有一个没有半额的。
And it says here there's nothing that will be lack of.
在圣经里面都是有一对一对的。
And it all comes in pair.
这个一半额就是有半。
To have having a mate means that there is two of it.
所以圣经里面有旧约的预言预表，就有新约已经发生了。
Therefore, if you have the Old Testament, then you have the New Testament that fulfills the prefiguration that has been written in the Old Testament.
所以我们看圣经是从里面呢，能够看出神的作为。
Therefore, in the Bible, we could find the acts of God.
也从古时候说到将来。
From the past till the future.
比如说我们早上所谈到的。
For instance, just like what we have to talk about this morning.
从神创造人类，吹了一口气，这个是在旧约。
From the time when God breathed into man the breath that is recorded in the Old Testament.
那他的伴我在哪里？
And where can you find the mate of that?
就是在新约。
That is recorded in New Testament.
所以耶稣也向人吹了一口气。
And therefore you can find Jesus breathe and to be people.
而且这口气跟创世纪的一个气是同一个字的。
And that very breath was in same reference.
所以圣经里面都是有伴我的。
And therefore you can find the find mate in the Bible.
所以要讲解圣经里面不是用我想怎么样。
And to explain the Bible is not merely from your own contemplations.
神的道理我觉得怎么样。
You don't feel what God's words is going to be like.
我是谁?
And or even if you talk who I am.
我是人。
I am human.
人怎么能知道神的事情呢?
And how can man understand the contemplation of God?
所以如果没有神的指示，就是没有人知道神的事情。
If there is no instruction of God of you, then you will never understand what He does.
那么下午呢?我们题目就是活泼的盼望。
In the afternoon, we would like to share the topic living hope.
什么叫做盼望?
What do you mean by hope?
有人已经知道上飞机了。
Some people knew that they have already got off a plane.
几点要到这里?
They expect to arrive at a certain place at a certain time.
在机场的时候，东张西望的一直在看，那个就是盼望。
And at the airport, they were looking left and right. That is a sign of hope.
已经看到了。
They have already seen the hope there.
就不叫做盼望。
If you could find the hope already, it's not considered as hope.
盼望就是知道这个消息，但是还没有见到。
Hope means that you are only wishing it to be happen.
有时候看到孩子要回来。
Sometimes you expect your children to be home.
看到时钟怎么还没回来。
And you look at a clock and yet they haven't got home yet.
就站在门口还手拿起来有太阳挡住了一只哎呀怎么还没回来就叫做盼望。
And if you were to look up out the door and look for your children, that is a gesture of hope.
Okay, 我们看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书的第一章第这个看第三节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse
3. 愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾造自己的大怜悯啊，借着耶稣基督从死里复活啊，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。这个地方，老彼得说，我们应该啊，要归荣耀来颂赞我们这个主耶稣基督。
Elder Peter here is giving praise to the Lord.
他按照他的这个大怜悯，借着耶稣基督在十字架上来死，而且复活了。
And in His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
又借着洗礼来重生了我们。
And we have been reborn through the baptism.
让我们有活泼的盼望。
So that we could have the living hope.
我们盼望什么？
What do we hope for?
第四节。
It's written in verse 4.
可以得着，不能朽坏，不能水长，为你们存留在天上的基业。这个地方说，我们盼望什么？
And what does it refer to hope?
我们所盼望的乃是天上的基业。
We are hoping for an inheritance in heaven.
世上的财富会毁掉。
And the wealth in this world will perish.
可是天上的基业它不会毁坏。
But the treasure in heaven will never perish.
又不会肮脏。
And it will never get spoiled.
也不会衰残。
And it will never get perish.
是永远的。
It is eternal.
这个才是我们要来盼望的。
That is something that we should always hope for.
那有些人盼望失败了。
But sometimes people let themselves down of the hope.
是因为他找的对象不对。
Because they have found a wrong...
对象。
They have found a wrong partner.
所以他所盼望的是成了空了。
And therefore the hope has been hopeless.
那么我们再看过这个门徒们呢，他们在盼望什么。
And let's look at what were the disciples hoping for.
我们看《使徒行传》的第一章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 1.
耶稣跟同 门徒在一起的时候
，When Jesus was with the disciples，
将近有一三年半的时间
，And they have been together for a time span of 3.5 years。
他们同行同住啊，一起吃饭。
They live together, they eat together, they travel together.
所以门徒跟耶稣之间，他们的感情非常的浓厚。
And could find the intimacy between the disciples and also Jesus.
可是耶稣呢，被钉十字架，从死里复活。
And after Jesus has been crucified on the cross and resurrected.
在世界上还有这个14天的时间。
And Jesus had 14 days of time.On earth.
讲了很多很要紧的道理。
He spoke many important teachings during that period.
我们看这个《使徒行传》的第一章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 1.
看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
说了这些话，他们正看的时候，他就被举上升，有一道云彩把他遮去，便看不见他了。第十节
，Verse 10。
当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说：“十一节
，Verse
11。加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这个离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们看见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样的来
？”And it says here, verse 9。They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him, him go into heaven.
耶稣从死里复活之后，门徒们看到耶稣是非常的高兴。
And the disciples were very pleased to see Jesus after his death.
又紧紧地听耶稣所交代的话。
And they listened carefully to the teachings of Jesus.
就在那么喜乐的时候，耶稣被一道云彩把他接到天上去了。
It was at the time of joy that Jesus has been taken up to heaven.
那门徒们他们看到耶稣被一道云彩把他接到天上去，他们的眼睛就跟着这个云彩一直往上看。
And then they saw a cloud hit him from their sight, and gradually Jesus ascended to heaven, and their sight was on Jesus.
他们这个圣经里面第十节说啊，第十节说他们定睛望天。
It says in verse 10 that they were looking intently up into the heaven as he was going.
他们定睛望天的时候，心里面会讲话。
And while they were looking intently, they were actually speaking to themselves in their heart.
他们眼睛呢、往上面一直看到耶稣升三天去的时候，怎么办？怎么办？我们所敬爱的耶稣怎么离开我们去了呢？
The only question that came to their mind while they were looking at Jesus going up to heaven was, what shall we do when Jesus leaves us?
虽然他们看到耶稣升天去的时候，没有一个人讲话。
Even though nobody had spoken while when Jesus was going up to heaven.
可是每一个人的心里面在讲话。
But everyone talked to himself.
一方面很想念耶稣。
On one hand, they think about Jesus dearly.
一方面想到我们以后要怎么样。
On another hand, they worry about their future.
可是那个时候有两个人穿白衣服的天使。
But it was that very time that there were two men dressed in white stood beside them.
他说：“你们这些加利利人啊，为什么站着望天呢？”
Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky?
那天使就告诉他们了。
And therefore, the angel told them.
他说：“这个离开你们，这个被接到升天的耶稣，你们看他怎么样上天上去，他还怎样的下来。”
And the same Jesus who has taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him.
从那个时候开始，门徒们啊，他们就天天的期望，来望盼望耶稣什么时候要来。
It is from that very moment they hope that one day, Jesus will come again in the same fashion.
那耶稣在世上的时候
，And when Jesus was in the world,
他就传福音，传天国的道理。
The only thing that he preached is the gospel.
为了要来证明耶稣是从天上来的。
It is only to prove that Jesus is indeed.From heaven.
要让很多人来相信他
so that many will come to believe him.
他一方面讲道理，一方面行了神迹奇事。
On one hand, he spoke sermons. On the other hand, he performed signs and miracles.
他医治病人。
And he healed the ill.
叫死人复活。
And he resurrected the dead.
啊，就要来证明耶稣不是普通的人。
All that is in the evidence of Jesus, who is not a normal person.
好，那么这位耶稣在传福音，医病赶鬼。
And while Jesus was preaching the gospel and so also healing the ill,
那现在已经升天去了。
And now he has resurrected.
可是天使告诉门徒说，他怎么样上去，他还要怎么样的来。
But the angel told the disciple that the same way that Jesus left, it will be the same way that Jesus come again.
Okay, 我们看希伯来斯第九章。
Please turn to Hebrew chapter 9.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
二十八节
，verse 28。
啊，希伯来斯第九章二十八节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 28。
啊，二十八节，像这样子，基督既然一次被献上，担当了多人的罪，将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现，并与罪无关，乃是为了拯救他们。这个地方提到耶稣再来的日子。
It says here, It describes here about the time when Jesus comes again.
他已经为了世界上的人来牺牲生命，来赦免世人的罪。
And Christ has already sacrificed for the sin of man.
那么他升天了。
And he resurrected.
那么他再一次来显现的时候。
And when he appeared again for the second time.
就是说耶稣再来的时候。
That means that when Jesus returns,
不是要来传福音。
It is not to preach gospel.
不是要来医病赶鬼。
It is not to cast out demons or heal the ill.
他来的时候就是要来拯救的，要带我们到天上去。
But to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him.
所以跟罪没有关系。
That is in no relation with our sin.
他不再是要来传这个赦罪的道理。
He will no longer preach the gospel of delivery of sins.
所以彼得老彼得他很清楚地知道耶稣的旨意。
And Peter knew very well the will of God.
所以他写上了彼得前书后书来勉励当时的人以及我们今天的人。
And that's the reason why that he wrote First Peter and Second Peter to edify the people.
好，我们看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to First Peter.
啊，这个刚才我们已经看到了。
And we have just read a verse from here.
好，就是说我们的盼望乃是活泼的。
It says here our hope is living hope.
什么叫做活泼的？
What do you mean by living?
我们不是死盼望。
Living is not a hope that is stagnant.
我们的盼望不是死的。
Our hope are not stagnant.
我们盼望是有的。
Our hope is living.
因为我们相信将来耶稣还要再来。
Because we believe the fact that Jesus will come again.
所以我们有盼望耶稣再来的那一天。
And we hope that Jesus will come again.
所以我们不是空空的在等啊。
Therefore, we do not hope in vain.
所以我们的盼望是活的。
And our hope is living.
好，所以有一件事情就是很奥妙。
There was something miraculous.
我们早上已经看过了。
And that is about the passage that we have read this morning.
那再我们看一次。
Let's read that verse again.
好，帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
Please turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
啊，第十五节。
Verse 15.
我们现在按照主的话告诉你们一件事：我们这个活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在他那已经睡的人之先。十六节。
Verse 16.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那个在基督里死了的人必先复活。十七节。
Verse 17.
以后我们这个活着还存留的人，必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。十八节。
Verse 18.
所以你们应当用这些话彼此劝慰。
And after that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words.
那么保罗他得到神的这个启示特别多。
And Paul has received much revelations from God.
所以他也很看顾提摩太这个帖撒罗尼迦的人。
And he was greatly concerned for the members in Thessalonica.
就表示说我们信耶稣不是信现在。
It means to say that in our belief, we do not only believe what is happening today.
我们所盼望的不是现在的世代。
What we hope for is not for the present.
我们所盼望的乃是将来天上的基业。
What we hope for is the inheritance in the future.
耶稣来的时候
When Jesus come again,
那在耶稣里面死的人他们要先复活
For those who has died in Christ will, shall be resurrected first
还有古时候的那个圣徒敬拜神的人他们都在仰望耶稣今天的这个耶稣基督的日子
And all of those saints in the past shall be raised
他们要先复活
They will be raised first
那我们还没有死
And for those who are still living,
我们在世上还是活生生的。
For us, we're still living being.
那将来耶稣从天上降临的时候
，When Jesus come again in the future,
比如说是下午或者是晚上
，Doesn't matter if it happens in the afternoon or in the evening,
或者是明天早上
，Or perhaps it will be tomorrow morning.
耶稣说，耶稣降临的日子好像半夜三更半夜的贼一样。
There's a description of Jesus comes again, that he will come just like a thief in the night. He will come when you do not know. And when the dead is raised, how about us? Will we have to die again? We need not have to die again. We don't have to die and bury it and resurrect. And we will change right from where we are. And then we will be raised to heaven. And this is what the hope that Paul wants us to think about. Please turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章
John chapter 8
26节
Verse 26
约翰福音、第八章56节对不起
Excuse me John chapter 8 verse 56
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜地仰望我的日子一看见了就快乐57节
Verse 57犹太
人说你还没有50岁岂见过亚伯拉罕呢
58
节耶稣说我实实在在地告诉你们还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我好他们当时的人听不懂还要来打耶稣的
And there were people at that time did not understand the will of Jesus
这句话乃是耶稣说的
And this is said by Jesus
所以耶稣还没到世界上来的时候那一些敬虔敬拜神的人还是要来仰望耶稣基督的日子
And before Jesus comes again for those who worship Jesus will hope that he will come again
所以古时候那个时候的人有信仰有敬虔他们将来还是能得救的
In the past people in the olden days they have their faith towards God
因为那个时候耶稣还没有被钉十字架
Because it was the time when Jesus had not been crucified on a cross yet.
但是古时候的人也在盼望着这个耶稣的日子。
In those days, people were looking up for Jesus coming.
他们要跟我们一样同得这个恩典。
There will be just like every one of us that will receive the same hope.
好，请看希伯来斯第十一章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来斯的第十一章三十五节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 35.
35节
Verse 35.
我们可以从39节看起。
Let's begin reading from verse 39.
希伯来斯第十一章三十九节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39.
他说这些人就是前面一些受迫害、被害死的。他们这些人都是因为信得了美好的证据，却乃是还没有得着所应许的。十四节
，Verse 14，
因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。所以古时候的信徒，他们要跟我们同德耶稣的恩典。
Therefore, for those believers in the past will receive the same grace that we will be receiving.
所以有些人问这个古时候亚伯拉罕他们能得救吗？
Some people ask that if those people in the past, such as Abraham, can be saved.
他们没有受了耶稣宝血，怎么能够赦免他们的罪呢？
Those people have not gone through the baptism of Jesus' blood. How can they be saved?
但耶稣说，
But Jesus said,
古时候的圣徒他们的敬虔他们也要同道得到这个恩典。
For those people, their faithfulness in the past shall be saved.
所以耶稣如果没有在十字架上来被杀，来成全了这个救恩。
If not because Jesus died on a cross that fulfilled the scheme of the plan of salvation.
那现在的人更不能盼望，古时候的人的盼望更没有。
And what more about people today? We will not have any hope at all.
所以我们所盼望的乃是活泼的。
And for the hope, therefore the hope that we have is a living one.
因为将来耶稣再来的时候，
When Jesus comes again in the future,
就是要来接我们到天上去。
He is here, to take us up into heaven.
那耶稣还没有升天之前，他对门徒他说了。
Before Jesus was raised to heaven, he told the apostles.
因为耶稣知道。
Because Jesus knew.
他是神呐。
He knew that he was God.
他知道跟随耶稣的十二个门徒。
He knew that the 12 disciples that have been following him.
他知道他离开世上升天的时候，门徒们会欢乐。
He knew that when he would be raised to heaven later on,
the disciples will be worried.
Therefore, he tried to consolate those apostles.
约翰福音第十四章。
Please turn to John chapter 14.
第十四章第一节。
Chapter 14, verse 1.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也应当信我。第二节，在我父那里有许多住处，若是没有，我早就告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。第三节，
verse
3. 我若去为你们预备地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。第四节，
verse 4.
我往那里去，你们知道那一条路，你们也知道。所以耶稣他安慰门徒。
Therefore, Jesus comforts his disciples.
他说你们心里面呢，不要愁烦，不要烦恼。
He said, do not let your hearts be troubled.
你们既然相信神，你们也应当相信我。
And trust in God, trust also in me.
在天上父的家里有许多住的地方。
In my father's house are many rooms.
如果没有，我早就告诉你。
If it were not so, I would have told you.
我们知道耶稣啊，在四福音里面，他从来没有说一个对不起。
We know that the statements Jesus has made in the four books of gospel, he has never pointed out anything that he has said wrong.
所以耶稣讲道理从来不欺骗人的。
There's never a lie that Jesus has told people.
所以这个地方他强调说，如果没有，我早就告诉你们。
Therefore, Jesus said here, if it were not so, I would have told you.
他说我预备好了，我要再来来接你们到我那里去。
And I'm going there to prepare a place for you.
好，所以门徒们他听到天使告诉他们。
And the disciples heard what the angels has told them.
你看他耶稣怎么升天去，他怎么还要再来？
The way that you see Jesus goes to heaven, he will come again, the same way.
那门徒听到这一句话，他们马上明白。
And apostles could understand right away.
又想到了这一句话。
And thought about this statement.
耶稣还要再来接我们去。
And he knew that they knew that Jesus will come again and take them back.
那耶稣在哪里，那我们也在哪里。
And since Jesus is there, and we will be there.
那我们这种人，
people like us.
有的又长得这么胖。
And some of us were so chubby.
有的这个瘦的风一吹就倒了。
And some were so weak, they couldn't even physically. And some even having a hunchback. Some people are blind. Some people walk with crutches. How can these people be raised to heaven? In the past, we have a spiritual convocation in Taiwan.
不知怎么搞的，那一次三个传道都是讲将来我们要升天啊，我们要复活升天。
And for some reason, three different preachers were talking about the same topic of raising to heaven.
他每一次来聚会都是坐在最后一排，每一次聚会都坐在最后一排。
弟兄。And there was a brother always sit at the very last pew in the church.
因为他从楼梯啊爬上来就已经喘了。
Because he will feel quite fatigued only to walk up the stair into the chapel.
啊，因为太红满，太胖了。
Because he was so obese.
所以一上来就坐在最后一排。
Therefore, when he got up to the chapel, he was sit at the very last pew.
那么那次的灵会啊，这个传道都没有先讲好，三个传道都在讲，将来我们要复活升天。
And for some reason, three different preachers were talking about raising, being raised to heaven at the same time.
啊，那一位弟兄姓林啊，林弟兄。
And the brother that's sitting at the last pew was Brother Lin.
他听到传道说将来要复活升天，他头就这样摆一摆。
And when he heard that preacher said that the will be raised to heaven, he will kept on shaking his head.
他自己的心里面讲话。
And he was talking to himself.
我这么胖，将来怎么能升天？
And he thought that, well, I'm so fat, how can I be raised to heaven in the future?
看到传道瘦的，哎呀，传道你这么瘦可以升天了。
And he thought that if by looking at a preacher were so skinny, and probably he will be raised to heaven easily.
在一个传道上去，也是将来要复活升天，他还是头拍一拍，哎呀，我没有办法。
And the second preacher went up and talked about being raised to heaven, and he also shook his head.
好，那么三天灵会最后一天。
And at the very last day of the spiritual convocation.
啊，最后一。
The movement of Holy Spirit is likened to the wave.
从前面波浪一直转，转到后面，后面又转到前面，那个声音呢，就是这样子。
It's like a current that is flowing back and forth.
好，祷告完了。
And after the prayer.
在唱副歌了。
And when they were singing the ending hymn.
好，那么在唱副歌里面呢，多一个声音呢，就是哭的声音。
And in that, when they were singing the ending hymn. Everybody heard the voice of somebody's crying.
那么传道先站起来看一看，到底哪一个人在哭？
And preacher stood up and tried to find who is actually crying.
什么时候林弟兄跑到前面来祷告？
And then they were surprised to find that Brother Lin were praying at the front.
那么聚会完的时候，
And after the service,
传道下来就问他了。
And the preacher quickly went to him and asked him.
林弟兄啊，你怎么跑到前面来？
And then they asked Brother Lin, why did you come to the front to pray?
他说我不是用跑的。
He said, well, I did not run to the front.
那你是怎么走来的？
And then the preacher asked, how did you come to the front?
我也不是用走路来的。
And he said, well, I didn't walk to the front.
传道觉得奇怪，那你怎么来的？
And preacher was kind of astonished and asked him, how did you get to the front?
我在祷告的时候，圣灵充满，把我提起来，我从后面回到前面来。
And then he said, while I was praying, I was so moved by the Holy Spirit, I was lifted and carried to the front of the chapel.
传道还问他真的吗？
And the preacher went on and asked him if that is real.
他向传道说，传道，我们可以说谎话吗？
And then the preacher asked him that, can preachers lie?
你不相信，我再回一次给你看。
And then the Brother Lin said that if you don't believe it, I'll do that again.
他就当地跪下。
And he immediately knelt down and prayed.
哦，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣，哎呦，一直跳，一直跳，连一寸都跳不起来。
And then he kept on praying, but he could not lift his body up even for an inch.
可是他在最后一排，他可以飞到前面来。
But how can you imagine that he actually was lifted up and being carried to the front?
他因为高兴啊，就不懂礼貌的用手了拍了那个传道的肩膀，传道我可以升天了。
And then he was so glad that then he told the preacher that he could be raised to heaven.
所以你多体胖，将来神会改变你，你就可以升天了。
Doesn't matter of your physical body, you will be changed and raised to heaven in future.
好，我们看哥林多前书第十五章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
这个哥林多前书的十五章，我们回去好好的看，这一章都是在讲将来死人复活的事情。
When we go home, try to read this chapter carefully, that this very chapter is talking about how the dead will be raised at the end time.
好，那我们特别来看这个五十节。
Let's read verse 50.
好， 我们一面看圣经，一面我们心里面要想。
And think about it while we're reading.
那你读这个圣经呢，你就更明白。
Then you will understand more.
好，五十节，弟兄们，我告诉你们说，所弱之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的身体不能承受不朽坏的。五十一节。
Verse 51.
我如今把一件奥秘的事情告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，就是说我们不都是要死去，乃是都要改变。52节。
Verse 52.
就在一切时啊，遮掩的时候，浩荡为此吹响的时候，因为浩荡要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这个地方就是说，将来耶稣降临的时候，
It says here, when Jesus comes again,
我们这些带着血肉之体不能被提到天上去。
For those who have flesh and blood will cannot be carried into heaven.
把我们改变。
And therefore we will be changed.
那么要改变什么？
And what will be changed?
你的血肉之体变成这个灵体。
And our physical body will change, be changed into a spiritual body.
所以在那个时候啊,
it was at that very moment.
你现在是什么身体?
Have you ever thought about what stage are you in?
你现在走路要拿拐杖?
If you are carrying a stick or a staff, or you're walking, or if you are traveling on wheelchair.
几个身体啊,都是贴满了很多的这个止痛膏。
And perhaps you have many ointments on your body.
全身体啊，不是这里这个骨质疏松啊，这里痛那里痛。
And some people might suffer from joint problems. They feel painful everywhere.
将来耶稣来的日子，把我们的血肉之体把我们改变。
And when Jesus comes again, this very physical body of ours will be changed.
就是复活之后的身体。
And that is the body that. That is the body that we're talking about after resurrection.
好像耶稣从死里复活那个时候的身体。
It's like the body of Jesus after his resurrection.
我们来看这个哥林多后书第三章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter
3. 我们看十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
哥林多后书第三章第十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
我们众人既然悲开的脸，对于看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成了主的样啊，这个形象，荣上加荣啊，如同从主的灵变成的。将来改变之后
，And after that we have been changed in the future.
你的身体变成怎么样
？And what will your body be changed to？
好像在镜子里面嘛，把你反照过来。
And it's like it will be transformed into the likeness with ever increasing glory.
我们现在每一个人在镜子里面站着，你一看，你这是男的，你这是女的，你是一个老太婆，你是一个老公公。
And if you look in the mirror yourself, perhaps you are elderly, or you are man, or you are woman.
你的样子怎么样？你照着镜子，你就是这样子。
And you will see exactly the same way that you see yourself in the mirror.
可是在主里面，他把你改变之后，好像这个镜子里面，他照出来是反照，哎。
And after Jesus changed you, you will be unveiled faces and all reflect the Lord's glory, just like in the mirror.
那镜子里面是谁？
And who is in the mirror?
就是不是你本来的你了。
The person that you see in the mirror is not the original, yourself originally.
镜子里面就是主耶稣。
In the mirror, you will see Jesus.
每一个人照他镜子，就是镜子里面反照过来，你就是主耶稣的形象。
And for everyone who looks at the mirror, it will be like a reflection of Jesus on you, then you will be changed.
Okay, 我们再看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比斯，我们看第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第三章二十节。
Chapter 3 verse 20.
腓立比斯第三章二十节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 20.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。二十一节。
Verse 21.
他要按着那能叫万有。 恢复自己的大能，将我们这个悲惨的身体改变形象，和他自己的荣耀的身体相似。所以将来耶稣要把我们改变啊，就像耶稣复活之后的身体一样的。
So in the future we will be transformed to the body likens to that of Jesus after his resurrection.
每一个人都是有荣耀的身体。
All of us will have a glorious body.
好像耶稣的灵来改变的。
It is likened to the Spirit of God that has changed us.
有这个事情吗？
And will such a thing actually happen?
这是圣经里面来证明。
And this very evidence can be found in the Bible. 我们再看
过当刚才的哥林多前书第十五章。
Let's turn back to Second Corinthians.
好，我们看第十五章二十节。
Verse 15, chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章二十节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20.
但基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人的初熟的果子。二十一节。
Verse 21.
死既然是因一个人来，死人复活也是因一个人而来。二十二节。
Verse 22.
在亚当里众人就都死了，照样在基督里众人都要复活。二十三节。
Verse 23.
但个人是按着自己的次序复活。初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那一些属于基督的。这个地方啊，就提到说耶稣是初熟的果子。
It says here the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
那么一棵这个树啊里面呢结了好多的果子。
It's likened to a tree that has bore many fruits.
里面很多的果子总是有一个第一个初熟的果子。
And among so many fruits on the tree, there will be the first, very first fruit that is ripened.
那第一个的果实是怎么样来这个成熟的呢？那再来呢，就跟第一个一样的。
And how the first fruit that is ripened will be for those fruits, after the first fruit that has ripened, it will ripen the same way.
所以我们知道，主耶稣是第一个初熟的果子。
And therefore we know that Jesus was the first fruit.
他是第一个从死里复活的。
And he was the very first one to be raised from dead.
那么接着就是我们相信他的人，按着顺序跟着他，一个一个的，将来都要复活。
And later on, for those who believe in him will be raised one by one.
有的人说。
And some people said,
耶稣已经死了。
Jesus has already died.
但是保罗说很坚定地说，耶稣还是活的。
But Paul was very assured to say that Jesus is indeed still alive.
所以我们知道，人会死，可是生命在神。
Man will die, but the life lies on the hands of God.
我们每一个人将来啊，能够来变化升天。
In the future, I will be changed and raised to heaven.
我们要有这种的信心啊。
We must have this kind of hope and faith.
我们的盼望才能够活泼。
Then our hope will be a living one.
你如果是半信半疑，
if you are always doubtful,
就好像哥林多教会里面有很多人啊，有的不相信有复活的事情，有的相信有复活。
It is like some of the members in the church of Corinth, they believe that they will be resurrected, but somehow the other, some other members do not believe that they will be resurrected.
今天我们是神的教会。
Today we are in the church of God.
是耶稣亲自建设的教会。
It is the very church that has been instituted by God.
我们如果对将来的盼望没有信心，
and if we are so skeptical about our hope in the future,
不相信将来能够复活，
and you have disbelief of your resurrection in the future,
不相信将来会改变升天，
and you have disbelief about you're raising to heaven in the future,
那我们就比世上的人更可怜了。
Then you are more pathetic than those people in the world.
但是我们是有希望的。
But I'm stressing here that we all have hope.
我们已经得到凭据。
We have already received the evidence.
从神那里得到圣灵。
And we have all received the Holy Spirit from God.
我们知道将来我们能够复活升天。
We know that for sure that we will be raised from death in the future.
在世界上我们要好好的来遵守道理。
While we're still living in this world, we must abide by the instructions of God.
有一个姓龙，荣耀的龙。
And there was a
荣耀的龙，荣耀。
There was a gentleman by the last name of Rong.
他是以前也是我年轻的在教会里面的好同伴。
And he was one of my good companions in the church in the past.
他还没得到圣灵。
And he
现在还没有得到圣灵。
现在还没有。
以前没有。
In the past, when he has not have Holy Spirit yet.
那个时候他对我说：“这个蔡执事啊，我还没得到圣灵，怎么办？”
And he was asking me, Deacon Tai, what am I going to do that I still have not gotten the Holy Spirit?
我说，耶稣的圣灵是要求的。
And then I told him that the Spirit of God, you should ask for the Spirit of God.
他真的有两个弟兄啊，就参加这个早上的这个祷告。
And there was another two brothers who attended the morning prayers.
那么两个人呢，他们谈话当中啊，你大概这一次你会先得到圣灵。
And then in the prayer, they were guessing who will be the first person to receive Holy Spirit.
那这个龙弟兄呢，他就是认为我会慢一点得到圣
灵。And this brother Rong always considered himself the last person to receive Holy Spirit.
在一起祷告的时候啊，连为一个人先得到圣灵。
And out of their expectation, the other brother received the Holy Spirit first.
那么他呢，就是对这个得到圣灵有一点半信半疑。
And it is all because that he was skeptic about receiving Holy Spirit.
等到有一个晚一个早上啊，在一次祷告的时候，他得到圣灵了。
And it was at another prayer that he received the Holy Spirit.
结果呢，一下子他倒下去了。
And suddenly that he fell on the ground.
为什么祷告好好的，怎么倒下去呢？
And why for no reason that he prayed and fell on the ground?
我在旁边。
And I was beside him.
哈利路亚，阿门，哈利路亚，阿门。
And I just told him, Hallelujah, Amen.
他就停下来了。
And then he stopped.
他就起来了。
And then he got up.
他说我还好怕，害怕。
He said I was so frightened.
我说为什么？
And I asked him why.
我在祷告的时候。
And he said,
我的前面呢有很多的黑色的十字架。
And when I was praying, I saw many black crosses before me.
前面有一只，两边也有，后面也有。
And there was one at the middle, at the front, and there were two on the both left and right hand side, and there were a couple at the back.
忽然间呢，看到他前面呢，也有一道光线。
And suddenly he saw a streak of light.
他就跟着光线一直跑。
And then he followed the source of the light.
慢慢跑到最上面。
And he ran till the very top.
他看到天国的门开了。
And he saw that the gate to heaven opened.
他看他的母亲进去了。
And he saw his mother went into the gate.
他看他的姐姐进去了。
And he saw his sister went into the gate.
他也准备要进去。
And he was ready to go into the gate.
那个穿白衣服的天使啊，把手伸出来。
And then the angel guarding the gate stretched out the hand and asking him for something.
那这个龙弟兄啊，他发呆了。你手伸出来要什么？
Brother Zhong was very surprised that he did not know what the angel was asking for.
你有进天国门的牌照吗？
The angel asked him, do you have the pass to the heaven?
他说我有学生证。
And he said, well, I have a student ID.
他说那不行。
And the angel told him, no, that won't work. 要有圣灵的
这个执照，有牌照。
Angel told him that you must have a entrance pass.
你有吗？
Which is the Holy Spirit. Do you have it?
他一摸摸，拿不出来。
And he tried to search for it, but could not find it.
哪里不能进去？
And then the angel said, you cannot go in.
还用一个指头，像他的胸部这样子一疼，他就从天上掉下来。
And the angel just simply pointed at his chest with a finger that he fell right from the top of heaven till the bottom.
所以他在祷告的时候只看到这个事情。
And that is what he saw in his prayer.
起来的时候很害怕。
And when he got up, he was so frightened.
将来有一天如果到天上呢，天使把门挡住，要你的这个证据。
And what will you imagine if you were to be at the gate in the future, and you saw that the angel was asking you for the entrance pass?
那不知道要怎么进去。
You probably won't know how to get in there.
好，我们看天国里面怎么样。
Let's look at what it's like to be in heaven.
我们看启示录。
Please turn to Revelation.
启示录的二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章第一节。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 1.
我有看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。又有看见圣城深的二十零处，由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我们再看个这个第四节。
好 ，Let's skip to verse four。
那么神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀哭号叹疼因为以前的事都已经过去了。第五节，坐在宝座的说：“看啊，我将这一切都更新了。”又说：“你要写上来因为这些话是可以相信的，是真实的。”这个是指在天国里面再没有死亡。
This passage is talking about that there will be no more death and mourning in the heaven.
那么在天国里面就是新天新地。
And in heaven, it is a new heaven and also a new earth.
新天新地是为我们所准备的。
And this new heaven and new earth is prepared for us.
所以能够到那里面去就没有死亡，也没有悲哀。
For those people who are able to enter into the new heaven and new earth, they will no longer have death.
在那里面也没有人哭泣，也没有身体的这个病痛。
And in there, there will be no more mourning and crying or pain.
我们再看个这个二四三节。
Verse 三。
二十三。
Let's skip to verse 23.
二十一章的二十三节。
Chapter 21, verse 23.
那个城内又不用日月光来照因为神荣耀的光在照，又有羔羊围城的灯。二十四节。
24。
列国要在城的光里面行走，地上的君王必将自己的荣耀归于那个城。二十五节。
Let's go on verse 25。
城门白昼中不关闭，在那个地方原来就没有黑夜。二十六节。人必将列国的荣耀尊贵归于那个城。二十七节。
27。
凡是不洁净的，并那行可憎恶的西方之事的，总不能进那个城，只有名字写在羔羊圣命册上的才能够进去。将来在天国里面没有黑暗。
In heaven there is no darkness.
在那个地方没有一切的病痛。
There is no pain or sickness there.
凡是不洁净的，或者是行一些可憎恶的西方的，就不能进那个城。
Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful and deceitful.
只有你的名字有写在耶稣基督的圣命册里面的，才能够进去。
But only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
所以将来我们复活，通通要复活的。
And in the future, everyone that is supposed to be resurrected will be raised.
世界上的人都是要复活的。
Everyone in the world will be raised.
但是复活之后有善行的，有信耶稣的，就定他能够永生。
But for among those people who have been resurrected, will only those believe in Jesus and also those who has performed good deeds will be raised.
那些罪人复活之后来定罪。
And after those evil people who have been raised, they will be judged.
将来人生复活之后，到了天上审判的时候，
and while we go to when we go to heaven and be judged,
你是属于神的。
Are you of God?
你可以得到永生。
If you are of God, you will receive the eternal life.
你是属于罪的。
If you are of sin,
属于魔鬼的。
And you are of devil,
你就在地狱里边。
Then you will end up in hell.
你要接受这个无形期的。这个火刑，
you will undergo the punishment of fire eternally.
那个叫做永死。
And that is what we call eternal death.
所以将来只有两条路。
So in the future, there is only two ways you could go.
一个是永生，一个是永死。
One is eternal life, and the other is eternal death.
在那个时候你是在哀哭，就已经没有用了。
At that time, there is no point of you crying for help.
好，我们看哥罗西书的第一章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书的第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
二十三节。
Verse
23. 二十三节，只要你们在所信的道上恒生，根基稳固，坚定不移，不要被移动，失去了福音的盼望。这个福音就是你们所听过的， 也是传于普天下万民听的。我们啊，我保罗啊，也做了这个福音的执事啊。二十四节
，24。
现在我为你们受苦，到绝的欢乐啊，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉体上啊补满这个啊基督患难的缺欠。二十五节
，25。
我按照神为你们所赐给我的职分，做了教会的执事，要把神的道理团的传备。二十六节
，26。
这个道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的信徒显明了啊！我们从这个地方来知道，神的道理是一个隐秘的奥秘。
From the verses that we have just read, that we know that it is a mystery.
啊，所以将来神让我们啊预备，让我们去的地方。
God has already prepared a place for us to go.
啊，就现在就已经在点名了。
It is that God is taking roles now.
啊，等到我们将来死了之后复活，或者是你改变。
And in the future, when we die, or if we have been changed,
啊，你要进去的时候
，and before your entrance into heaven,
在神的生命册里面，如果没有我们的名字，你是进不得的。
If you don't find your names on the Lamb's book of life, then you will not be allowed to enter.
我们虽然有时候在地上，神呢赏赐给我们有权柄回来赶鬼。
Even though in earth, they were given the power of casting out demons.
他们有得到这个力量。
And for those who have received such a power,
啊，因为耶稣的名字，连鬼都附了我们，附了我们。
And even the name of devils have been given to us.
所以他回到耶稣的面前。
And for those people come before God.
他们说，耶稣啊，哎呀，这个魔鬼啊，听到你的名，连他们都怕我们了。
And even the devils were afraid to hear the name of Jesus.
他们的这个啊，报告他们的工作，而且非常的高兴。
And it is very joyful for them to talk about the work that they have done.
耶稣告诉他们，你们不要为了有这个权柄来高兴，你们应该为了你们的名字将来在天上而来高兴。
And Jesus said to them that do not be joyful just because you are given the power to cast out demons, but you should be joyful if you have your name in the book of life in the future.
我们在这一个月当中
in the past month,
在我们温哥华教会
and in our Vancouver church,
跟我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹
and
聚集在一起
and I've been together with all of you.
人的脚步是神在安排。
And the step of man has been arranged by God.
我们有聚集的时间，也有分散的时间。
And there are time for gatherings, there are time for departure.
所以我们很高兴啊，在这个地方，我们也学了很多。
And I'm very glad that at this very place, I have learned much from you.
弟兄姐妹爱心的接待。
And there are the reception of brothers and sisters.
彼此交通。
And also communication between all of us.
这个是教会里面才有。
And this only happens in a church.
今天我们神的教会分布在全球。
And our church has been spread all over the world.
每一个地方都可以看到我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
We could see our beloved brothers and sisters everywhere in the world.
我们更希望的。
And we hope all the more.
就将来我们彼此能够手牵手到一起到耶稣的面前。
That all of us can hold hand in hand together enter into the heaven.
在耶稣点名的时候，有你的名字，也有我的名字。
When Jesus taking the role, there will be your name found, and so do everyone else.
这是我们现在所期待的。
This is what we hope at this very moment.